Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
Laura Craver is adding blue, green, and yellow ink to a tattoo that holds a lot of meaning for Alex Johnson. There are several sections, each representing memories from his 20-year relationship with his husband.
This is Yosemite in California. We were park rangers there. This is Wisconsin, where we first met.
This isn't Johnson's first tattoo, but he says it is the first that has felt like an inviting experience. The piece that covers his entire upper arm has been a years-long work in progress. He's built a friendship with Craver and says their connection keeps him coming back.
It's a very vulnerable act to get a tattoo, and so to do it with someone who makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel safe, and makes you feel beautiful. Like, that's a really incredible gift.
Tattoo artists are licensed by the Alaska Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. The board doesn't keep statistics on gender, but anecdotally, tattoo artists in Anchorage say the number of female-owned and operated studios in the city is on the rise. Craver has been working in the industry for over a decade and opened Brightside in 2022. She says she decided to start her own shop because she wanted a space that felt different than the average studio, one that felt safe for all identities.
All we want to do is just make people happy, and everybody who comes in the door is excited to be here.
The baby pink walls are covered in sheets of tattoo designs, traditional Alaska Native artwork, and framed pinned insects. Four artists share the space in the South Anchorage studio, and Craver says they're known for bringing their identity to their tattooing. Brightside prioritizes hiring women, BIPOC, and queer artists, Craver says, because they can face additional hurdles in the male-dominated industry. She says the studio attracts clients that want to see themselves represented in their artist and the art they create.
I think that there are a lot of our clients who very specifically only feel comfortable being tattooed by a woman or by a queer person or by a person of color, and so they specifically gravitate towards this space because they know that that is what they're going to have access to.
An overwhelming majority of parlors in Anchorage were owned by men when Craver started tattooing 15 years ago, but things have changed. Deborah Yarian agrees. She grew up an aspiring artist in New York City drawing with dry mediums, charcoal, pencils, and pastels. She has owned Eagle River Tattoo since 2008. She says women tattooing, and wearing the art itself, was seen as immoral when she started almost half a century ago. But that stigma has faded, and she says that means more people want tattoos.
Society's perception has changed, but it has almost gone the totally different way. I mean, now everybody is tattooed.
The number of Americans with tattoos has more than doubled over the last 25 years, according to data from National Geographic and the Pew Research Center. And it's not just machine tattoos seeing a shift. According to Holly Nordlum, an Inuit tattoo artist originally from Kotzebue, there is a growing number of female traditional tattooers in Alaska. Instead of a buzzing machine, Inuit tattooing uses hand stitching and hand poking techniques. Nordlum started traditional tattooing about a decade ago when she says she struggled to find a female artist.
I really couldn't find anything that suited what was most traditional, which is like women for women. It really wasn't happening in Alaska at the time.
Now, she says there are 8 Inuit tattooers, mostly women, spread across the state in Anchorage, Cordova, and Uktiagvik. At Eagle River Tattoo, Yarian says she's worked to create a safe space for women tattooers and clients. And she says that mindset has taken over the industry in Anchorage.
We're fortunate that a lot of the studios here are pretty inclusive and safe places for all people.
She encourages tattoo artists to build a relationship with their clients to make sure they feel comfortable and safe. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White.